Why are the most intelligent people often the easiest to deceive? Maria Konnikova's The Confidence Game reveals an uncomfortable truth. We're vulnerable to cons not because we're stupid, but because we're human. When Oprah featured this book in 2019, it sparked national conversations about our inherent susceptibility to manipulation. In an era where online scams have doubled and consumer fraud has increased by 60% since 2008, understanding the psychology of deception has never been more crucial. Our need to believe is so powerful that we willingly offer money, reputation, and trust to those who craft the narratives we crave. The most disturbing insight? The best cons are never discovered. Victims simply attribute their losses to bad luck rather than recognizing the deception. Think you've never been conned? That confidence might be your greatest vulnerability. What transforms someone into a confidence artist? The answer lies in the dark triad of personality traits: narcissism, grandiosity and entitlement, psychopathy, lack of empathy, and Machiavellianism, manipulative tendencies. Ferdinand Waldo de Mara Jr., the great imposter, exemplifies this. After his family's financial collapse, he began his deceptions to avoid humiliation, starting by stealing another student's credentials for a naval commission. These traits appear in legitimate professions too: psychiatry, law, business, and politics. For most to become con artists, three elements must align: predisposition, opportunity, and rationalization. The slippery slope often begins with a single compromised decision, like a CFO cooking the books during a downturn. Despite media claims about spotting liars, our deception detection abilities are remarkably poor. Computer models detect fraudulent financial statements 85% of the time, while human auditors manage only 45%. This occurs because trust, not skepticism, is our evolutionary default. Honest people become vulnerable to skilled manipulators through their trustfulness. Susceptibility stems from circumstance rather than personality, particularly isolation, job loss, divorce, injury, or financial troubles. Major life transitions increase impulsivity and risk tolerance, the only reliable predictors of fraud susceptibility. Cons tailor their approaches to specific demographics. Investment frauds target educated older men by exploiting financial confidence. Lottery scams attract less educated individuals with promises of instant wealth. Romance scams prey on middle-aged women and widows by weaponizing loneliness. The most dangerous vulnerability is believing you're immune. Colorado's fraud-savvy retirees lost fortunes to investment scams in their areas of expertise. Best-selling novelist Jude Devereaux gave $17 million to a psychic claiming to transfer her dead son's soul. These cases demonstrate that education, intelligence, and professional success offer no protection when emotional vulnerabilities are expertly exploited. Powerful narratives bypass rational thinking by triggering emotional responses. Neuroscientist Paul Zak found that compelling stories release oxytocin and increase empathy. Subjects who watched a video about a dying child donated more to charity than those viewing a less emotional version. Stories avoid direct persuasion while creating bonds between teller and audience. The more a story transports us, the more likely we are to believe it, even when details don't add up. This explains how Mamoru Samaragochi succeeded as a deaf composer before admitting in 2014 that he'd used a ghostwriter and wasn't actually deaf. Con artists employ either sympathy narratives, like trafficking victim stories, or wishful identification, where victims want to emulate the con artist's success. Richard Harley demonstrated both, scamming AIDS patients with fake treatments in the 1990s, then later posing as a wealthy oil tycoon while living on $500 monthly Social Security. Emotional arousal clouds judgment, making us unthinking and malleable. We become less deliberative and more impulsive, unable to anticipate future regret. As one con artist advised, never give a hot mooch time to cool off. You want to close him while he is still slobbering with greed. Con artists systematically exploit universal cognitive biases. They use position effects to draw attention to key information, default effects to capitalize on our acceptance of pre-selected options, and anchor effects to establish price points, making later options seem reasonable. Even precise wording creates the illusion of choice while directing decisions, as mentalist Apollo Robbins demonstrates. The paradox of choice plays a crucial role in deception. Limiting options increases influence, since too many choices cause decision paralysis. Con artists present carefully curated options that funnel marks towards specific outcomes, with statements like, "there is no choice," being particularly powerful as they bypass decision-making entirely. Cognitive overload may be the most potent technique. When tracking multiple pieces of information simultaneously, our judgment deteriorates. Tyler Alterman demonstrated this by overwhelming bouncers with rapid questions while presenting his underage ID. Similarly, mentalist Darren Brown once convinced shopkeepers to accept blank paper as payment by overwhelming them with complex instructions, proving how vulnerable we become under mental strain. Consider Paul Frampton, a distinguished 68-year-old theoretical physicist whose works were cited over 450 times. Despite his academic brilliance, he fell victim to a romance scam. The con artist, posing as model Denise Milani, appealed to his intellectual vanity. When Denise invited him to Bolivia, his judgment was already compromised, ending with Frampton arrested in Buenos Aires for unknowingly transporting cocaine. Even in jail, Frampton maintained his exceptional self-image, separating himself from other inmates by declaring, "People like me are less than 1%," writing equations on prison walls, and insisting his intellect made him impossible of criminal behavior. Research shows humans consistently maintain unrealistic positive self-assessments. An impossible 93% of American drivers rate themselves as above average. We routinely see ourselves as superior in intelligence, attractiveness, and ethics while minimizing flaws. Con artists exploit these tendencies, making victims feel specially chosen or uniquely qualified, and structuring cons so marks believe they've made independent decisions. Ironically, this same mechanism affects con artists themselves. Their exceptional self-image often leads to their downfall, as when Ferdinand de Mara showed an inmate a magazine article exposing his previous frauds, believing himself untouchable. The confidence game, not prostitution, is truly the oldest profession, the art of exploiting our fundamental need to believe. When evangelists Beebe and C. Thomas Patton defrauded their congregation of nearly $700,000, many followers remained loyal despite criminal charges and evidence of their lavish lifestyle. Con artists exploit our deep-rooted need for belief. Even intelligent people fall victim because humans are wired to create meaning from meaninglessness. We crave faith, coherent worldviews, and explanations for life's uncertainties. The con artist simply provides the certainty we desire. Our vulnerability to deception isn't a flaw, it's the price of being human. The same psychological mechanisms that make us susceptible to cons enable us to form communities, fall in love, and find meaning. As anthropologist David Sullivan noted, nobody joins a cult, they join something meaningful that gives purpose. The confidence game endures because it sells what humans desperately need: hope. Hope that we'll be happier, healthier, richer, more loved. Hope that we'll become better versions of ourselves. Our greatest protection may be self-awareness, recognizing our vulnerability while maintaining healthy skepticism.